Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a boy, Tom, and his sister, Claire, about school. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Guess what, Claire? I've been chosen for the school swimming team. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's great, but I'm sure Dad won't say the same when he finds out. You know how he feels about you doing all this sport and not doing your schoolwork. You'll never get all your homework done. Especially if you have to travel to other schools for competitions.
It won't make any difference. I can do my homework on the bus.
Honestly, Tom, you know what your teacher said to Dad last term? You've got a good brain and you could improve your marks at school if you spent a bit less time thinking about sport. Sometimes I wonder if you ever think about anything else at all.
Well, I work hard at everything I like doing, not just sport. I mean, take maths, for example.
OK, it's your life. But you know you have your examinations next year for college. And at most of the good colleges, they have great sports facilities. If you aren't accepted, then you'll have to find a job, and that won't be easy.
Oh, I've thought about that already. I'm thinking of applying to do sports science at college. And someone told me some of the colleges often take students with lower marks if they're good at sport.
Well, I wouldn't depend on what one of your friends says if I were you.
For your information, it wasn't one of my friends, it was a teacher at school.
I'm only trying to help. And anyway, it doesn't really matter what I say. It's Dad you have to worry about.
Yes, OK. I know you're right about that. I'll have a chat with him tonight and explain things again.
Good luck.
Now listen again.
Guess what, Claire? I've been chosen for the school swimming team. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's great, but I'm sure Dad won't say the same when he finds out. You know how he feels about you doing all this sport and not doing your schoolwork. You'll never get all your homework done, especially if you have to travel to other schools for competitions.
It won't make any difference. I can do my homework on the bus.
Honestly, Tom, you know what your teacher said to Dad last term? You've got a good brain and you could improve your marks at school if you spent a bit less time thinking about sport. Sometimes I wonder if you ever think about anything else at all.
Well, I work hard at everything I like doing, not just sport. I mean, take maths, for example.
OK, it's your life. But you know you have your examinations next year for college. And at most of the good colleges, they have great sports facilities. If you aren't accepted, then you'll have to find a job, and that won't be easy.
Oh, I've thought about that already. I'm thinking of applying to do sports science at college. And someone told me some of the colleges often take students with lower marks if they're good at sport.
Well, I wouldn't depend on what one of your friends says if I were you.
For your information, it wasn't one of my friends, it was a teacher at school.
I'm only trying to help. And anyway, it doesn't really matter what I say. It's Dad you have to worry about.
Yes, OK. I know you're right about that. I'll have a chat with him tonight and explain things again.
Good luck.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. That is the end of the test.